981, 2NM, you're on the Hunter's Greatest Hit Station this afternoon, and I've been told by management that I need to even things up because I've been talking to some Penrith legends, as I really only want to do, but I found a local who, you know, once upon a time, he was a bit of a journeyman through the NRL, but he did spend some time down in Melbourne and even, you know, won a premiership with them. He won a premiership last year with the Thoroughbreds here in Scone, and he is Scone born and bred. It is Todd Lowry. How are you, champ?
Good, thank you, Pete. Good, thank you.
Mate, look, I'm a Panther boy through and through, and I know your brother Mick, he's also a massive supporter of the Panthers.
He is, actually. he'd be very excited this week. He's a long-suffering Panthers fan, like I'm sure you are, obviously, any Panthers fan. What a cracking game we've got, you know, two best teams all year. I'm really looking forward to it. Obviously, I'll be going for the Storm, and I'm tipping the Storm in a tight one, but it'll be a cracking game. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And as you say, the best two teams have risen to the top, and finally we get them in our grand final. Now, you spent some time down in Melbourne, and it wasn't always happy days. You did take out a grand final in 2012. But what was it like being in that system in Melbourne? Because we see that it's like a sausage factory. They just keep churning out these great players, and even players who go down there as average come out as superstars. What's the go down there in Melbourne? Is it the water?
No. I just think it's the environment they have down there. The number one thing is the coach, Craig. You know, I think he gets the credit he deserves, and he certainly deserves it. He sets the tone for the place, and the players drive it. The other one is Cameron Smith, obviously. I think, you know, Smithy is an absolute legend and will go down as the greatest player that's ever played the game. And I think, you know, they're a bit of pole opposites, Craig and Cameron, but the one thing that they do have is a dead set drive to want to be better and to want to win. And they've certainly got different styles, but Craig sort of sets the tone, but Smithy certainly drives it amongst the players and rams home what it is. And I don't think it would work well one without the other. You know, I think, as I said, Craig sets what's got to happen, but Smithy's always been the guy who's driven it from the players. And I think that's testament on the amount of blokes that have left there over the last few years. You know, some of the greats that have ever played the game, and your Greg Inglis and Cooper Cronk and really Slater and those sort of guys who have left the club in the last few years. Look at them, here they go again. They're about to play in another grand final. So I think, you know, all those guys certainly deserve all the credit for the last decade or two decades that they've been so successful. But I think the one consistent is Craig and Cameron, definitely.
Definitely. And, I mean, with Cam Smith, love him or hate him, he is a great referee, isn't he? Well, that's how it is to the rest of us on the outside.
I personally don't understand the hate for Cameron Smith out there. I think it's a bit of a tall poppy thing that people love to bring him down. And that he's done in the game and achieved in the game is second to none, and he'll go down as the greatest of all time. And I know personally from knowing him and lucky enough to call him a friend, the influence that he has on not only the referees, but the game and his fellow teammates and all that is second to none, in my opinion.
He is brilliant. Doesn't matter whether you like him or hate him. He is brilliant. And you can't stay that long in the top grade without doing things right.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And he's, you know, it's well documented about he certainly doesn't look like an athlete. You know, he's got a dog's body and he can hardly lift the weight in the gym, and he wouldn't beat my old man in a race, but his longevity and what he can do on the field and that is just, it's unbelievable. And, you know, I hope it's not his last game on the weekend. I hope he goes around again. He's not showing any signs of wear. He's still one of the best players in the competition. So I think whatever he's still doing that, he deserves to be able to go around as long as he can. But I guess time will tell. We'll wait and see.
Now, what about Todd Lowry? Is he going to go around again next year? Will we see you in Group 21 again?
No, I'm not going around anywhere. I'm done.
You're done? What about coaching? Have you ever thought of that?
Yeah, I've done a little bit of coaching. At the Knights when I first retired. I did a little bit in the juniors there, and then I'm coaching West Rosella's first grade down in the Newcastle competition at the moment. So it's something that I sort of fell into, but I enjoy doing. And this year was a bit all over the place. I was really lucky enough to get going, and, you know, we sort of won our first year of games and just got knocked out just before the grand final. So something that I'm sort of doing and enjoying doing, and yeah, it's the next little phase, I guess.
Exactly right. Well, we're happy that you've joined us this afternoon, and good luck for the Melbourne Storm. Though not too much of it, I'd rather give your brother Mick a lot more hope that there'll be a Panthers victory come Sunday night. But Todd Lowry, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Cheers. Yeah, it's going to be a cracker. I'm looking forward to it. And I reckon Storm by a very small margin.
Ah, please. Don't forget all of your continuous call team action with your grand final call live from 1 p.m. on Sunday, all thanks to Northwest Mining. Still on the way this afternoon, more of your greatest hits as we make our way through this fine-looking Thursday here on your greatest hit station, 2NM.